I should be writing number 494 for Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. Hi there, welcome to I Should Be Writing, the podcast for wannabe fiction writers. I remain your host, Mer Lafferty. And I think it's funny, I was reading chapter 4 of Finding Water this morning, and somebody in the Discord had warned me that they had started book 2, which I guess is Finding Water, but it got a little too woo and religious for them. And I'd only read a couple of chapters, but I said I didn't see the same thing. And then I hit chapter 4. So I am seeing that, but I'm trying to work within it as I've tried to work within every other aspect of spirituality in The Artist's Way. And I want to talk about chapter 4, and I want to talk about The Artist's Way as well, but I'm going to do that tomorrow because I came across something in my morning pages today that kind of blew my mind. I was talking about how it was inconsequential. I was talking about how I started a new budgeting app, and I'd worked really hard on inputting everything and was very happy that I finally am getting, you know, finances in shape. And I wrote, I hope I can continue to keep it up. And I just stopped there and wondered, why do I hope that? I realize that hope implies someone else is in control. You hope the weather is going to be good. You hope that your lunch date is on time. You hope that this damn virus issue will be resolved sooner than later. You don't hope that you can do something. Or we're back with Yoda. There's do or do not. And I wonder if when we say, I hope I can do something, it's almost like cutting ourselves a little bit of slack. Like, if we don't, well, then we can blame it on something else. And this is really, really hard to unpack because I'm still working it through because, you know, sometimes you're unwell, either mentally or physically. And so you could say, I hope I will be well enough to work tomorrow. Especially when well implies, you know, depression or anxiety or whatever. But honestly, the only thing stopping me from continuing to use this budgeting app is me. The only thing stopping me from writing today will be me. I can't hope that I will do something. I'll either do it or I won't. And I can't decide if this is freeing or depressing. I think it's freeing. I'll let you know. I did get writing done yesterday. I'm proud of myself. It's hard to tell you how many words I did because I was editing, so I was taking existing words and rewriting them and deleting some and writing new stuff, so I think I netted maybe about 400, but I wrote for over an hour, so it's starting to come into shape. I realized I want to do a cautionary tale. Listen, children, don't do this. I've been struggling with this rewrite, and I've rewritten a little bit, and then did not write for a while and then went back to it, and I am having a problem I did not anticipate. And the problem is, I'm restructuring this book, and I don't know if, for example, in chapter 3, I've introduced an alien technology and talked about what it does. I've shown it working in previous chapters, but I haven't actually delved into what it is. And I can't remember where in the new book I do that. And so part of my rewrite today will be reading what I already have of the updated stuff and making some notes. And hopefully, if I can... No, I said it again! Oh, this is going to be so hard. Wow. When I go through and take the notes and figure out where in the story stuff happens now, I will be able to move on with the story and get more work done today. This is like what they find in women's speech patterns, where a lot of very few declarative? That feels wrong. Anyway, very few firm statements. A lot of softening. I don't think that's going to work out. I don't know if you saw this, but it's going to rain on that day, so we might not want to schedule the picnic. No. I've been working to not soften, and it's difficult. And now I'm going to have to stop saying hope when it's referring to something I have total control over. And again, don't get me wrong. Total control means I could either sit here or I could work. I'm not talking about physical or mental issues standing in the way. If physical or mental issues stand in the way, that is something else. That is out of your control. Because I don't want to discount anybody who has things that stop them from writing. Actual things. Procrastination, less of an actual thing. I apologize if you can hear the background. Neighbor hired a mulching service and they're just grinding up a bunch of stuff. They'd stopped for a little while and I thought I was in the clear, but I'm not. So yeah. I have new respect for Yoda. The whole do or do not, there is no try. My thinking without backward talking is hope implies someone else is in control. So if you're in control, don't hope. Either do it or don't. I'll try to make it pithier next time. I will continue with the Artist's Way journey tomorrow and talk about anything that comes up during today's work, because believe it or not, as I work more in reading the Artist's Way and doing my morning pages and actually working on my book, I'm having more ideas for podcasts. Who would have thought that would be a result? Please note the sense of irony in my voice. Okay. Merverse.com is where you can find me. MightyMer@gmail.com. And even though I'm trying not to fall down the Twitter rabbit hole, I am on there. @MightyMer. And I'll see you tomorrow, because you should be writing. Remember, you can support the show at patreon.com/mightymer. I should be writing theme music provided by John Anilio. You can find more about him at johnanilio.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. But I should be writing. I should be working on my